46 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Should I say 14 minutes before 8 o'clock? Or it's about a quarter to 8. On this Thursday morning, 8th day of January. What do you want me to say, James? 7:46, about quarter to 8.
They both mean the same thing, right?
So everything means the same thing.
Yeah.
Just matter how you say it, right? I was getting razzed yesterday for saying that same thing, which is 47 minutes after the hour. Yeah, so, but it's okay. It was all kind razzing, so.
I know what time it is.
I know. Well, I'll make sure you know what time it is. Everybody knows what time it is. Everybody, we want everybody to know that we're working to get our FM stations back on the air. A little power outage last night up in the Red Grade area, and it caused a little bit of havoc with our FM stations. So our engineering team is working to get those on, and we should have those up sometime this morning here shortly. And they've had a lot of power outages up at Red Grade. Wow.
Yeah.
So we're working on it. So hang in there with us. All right. You can stream us. You can stream all the stations. ShadowMedia.com. Click on the blue live streaming button. And you can hear our two AMs, KROE 930 and KWYO 1410. Those transmitters are down here where we can see them quickly and get to them quickly. A little difficult in the wintertime to get up to that Red Grade area, depending on how the weather's doing up there. So it's fortunately decent weather, so we're working on it. Bob Eubanks today, he's game show host.
Mm-hmm.
Newlywed Game, Card Shocks, Tournament of Roses Parade. He is 88 today. On this date in 1675, the first corporation was chartered in the U.S. It was the New York Fishing Company.
Okay.
1790, George Washington delivered the first State of the Union address in New York City. 1901, the first bowling tournament sanctioned by the American Bowling Congress was held in Chicago.
A bowling tournament?
The first bowling tournament.
Okay.
Sanctioned by the American Bowling Congress was held. 1927, the Harlem Globetrotters played their first game. Yeah. I think they're still playing, aren't they?
They still are, yeah.
Still doing the thing. Yeah,
still
doing it. They've been here a few times over the years.
And Sheridan?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. 1935, Elvis Presley was born.
Okay.
1935. He passed away in 1977, I believe. 1947, David Bowie was born, and he passed away in 2016. Right. 1992, the U.S. President George H.W. Bush fell suddenly ill at a state dinner in Japan, became pale, slumped in his chair, and then threw up on the Japanese Prime Minister.
That's right.
Just what you want.
Famously.
Just what you want to be remembered by, right?
Yeah.
1992, AT&T released the video telephone. That's all in our phones now.
Mm-hmm. Ahead of their time.
The price on that video phone was $1,500. That's about the price of a cell phone now.
Yeah, I was going to say, nothing's changed.
I don't think the price on that's changed much, has it, James?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got it easy access on our phones, and it's still about $1,500 for those phones. 2002, a 40-year-old Romanian woman stopped hiccuping for the first time in 14 years following surgery. 14 years? They removed a cyst that had grown and was causing her to hiccup. 14 years?
Yeah, that's not ideal.
It's bubble bath day. Take a bubble bath, James.
Sure.
It is career coach day. English toffee day.
Okay.
Shout out to our female entrepreneurs day today.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome ladies. Female entrepreneurs day today. Awesome ladies. Show and tell at work day. Dang. Should have brought something.
Do you have some? I mean, I know what you would have brought. It would have been rock or something. A rock. Another radio.
Rock, a radio.
Yeah. I think I got you nailed down.
You kind of got me nailed down there, James, don't you?
Yeah.
Or a fossil, you know, something like that. Yesterday, and I missed this. I don't know how I missed this. It's Old Rock Day. It was Old Rock Day.
Okay.
Most rocks are old, but Old Rock Day.
See, when you said that, I was thinking like music.
Oh, like rock music?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No,
old rock music.
This is the old rock, like in rock on the ground. Yeah. Old Rock Day. You know I love my rocks.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have pictures of your family next to rocks on your desk. That's how I know the importance of them.
All right. You're just ratting me out, aren't you?
Well, I mean, you know.
it's there for everybody to see.
I was
going to
say, I don't know if it's ratting you out.
No,
I think you're proud of it.
Yes, exactly. I am. Today, show and tell day. So maybe I'll find something new to show and tell you about today. It is Harlem Globetrotters Day, obviously. It is World Typing Day.
Okay.
All right. How many tons of electronics are thrown away in the U.S. each year? This is going up a lot.
Hundreds of tons, I would imagine.
10 million.
Yeah. makes sense.
10 million tons of used electronics are thrown away each year. Well, you know, it's like, you don't, there's no one to fix them anymore. Not like the old, hey, I'm going to take my TV down and get it fixed.
Right.
At the store, electronics store, with the guy that does that. I don't even know if anybody even does that.
No.
I don't know if it's even possible to do that.
No.
Not saying it couldn't.
The thing is, a lot of those, especially newer,
you threw it out and buy another one.
Yeah, it's non-repairable.
That's why you have 10 million of them in the...
But it's also, nothing's really made anymore to be... Like, to keep forever. A lot of the things that are being made now, technology-wise, they want you to keep buying from.
Oh, yeah.
Because why would they want to have a customer one time when they can have a customer...
Several times.
17 times, yeah.
That's right. Well, the average life of a cell phone is like a year and a half,
yeah,
2 years,
exactly,
old. And those
cell phones are probably the worst example.
They are, and those things are like $1,500 about, you know, depending on what you get. A study found that sleeping with a weighted blanket boosts the melatonin production in your brain.
I couldn't do it.
No. The only thing that does for me is keep me awake.
I had one for a little bit, and
yeah, me too.
I did not enjoy it.
Yeah, I tried it out, and then after that, the next day, it's folded up on the ground.
Yeah,
yeah.
I like to move around when I'm sleeping, sleep.
Yeah, I know, right?
And if you have a weighted blanket on, they say it's supposed to be like 10% of your body weight, and so mine was pretty heavy. I was like 25 pounds.
I know, I'm with you, right?
And it's like, 10%. I can't get this off of me.
I can barely move this blanket.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Oh, yeah. That thing didn't even last a night with me. It's just like, yeah, this thing's going on the ground.
Some people love them, though.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
It might be good for, like, something I could imagine that they'd be good for, like, couch naps. I could do that. Because you're not moving around a lot anyways when you're on the couch.
That's true.
But
maybe, yeah.
On the bed, no. I'm spreading out.
Right. Okay. Oh, hey, it's a worst. Try not to get sick, James. U.S. is experiencing what they say the worst flu season this century. Yeah, it just gets worse and worse all the time, doesn't it? New strains. Jeez, of course.
Yeah.
You know, new vaccines, new strains, new vaccines, new strains, and new vaccines and new strains. Just happens all the time. Never goes away. If you were at the Consumer Electronics Show yesterday in Vegas, they unveiled some more cool gadgets. The Tombot Jenny, a realistic robotic puppy designed to provide companionship for adults. Superheat, a water heater that uses the excess heat generated from integrated Bitcoin mining to heat a home's running water. Jeez. Okay.
Wow, everything you just said made me not happy.
I know, right? E-Cold Brew, a portable compact grinder and brewer that produces a batch of cold brew coffee in 5 minutes.
Okay.
All right. C200, ultrasonic chef's knife, a high-tech kitchen knife that uses ultrasonic vibrations to glide effortlessly through food without sticking.
At what point did we say to ourselves, you know, it wasn't perfected, the knife?
Right.
We need to make that better.
Yeah.
I don't know why that became a thing.
Here is, it's a JetLife writable luggage, a motorized carry-on suitcase capable of transporting a writer up to 6 miles on a single charge.
I think
so. We're gonna see people sitting on their luggage riding down the airport.
I think Honda had something like that too that they still sell. Actually, I think it's pretty popular.
I'd probably laugh out loud if I saw somebody reading that. Right? they had to move the South Pole. Staff at the U.S. Abinson South Pole station shifted the marker identifying the geographic South Pole. Why? Because the ice moves. The ice is moving.
Yeah.
That pole is on an ice. And it moves 10 meters a year. Wow.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Here's something you didn't know today. A new study suggests that you were talking about napping.
Mm-hmm.
Jellyfish sleep 8 hours a day, and then they take a midday nap.
Good for them.
How does anyone know when they're napping?
Yeah, it's not like
kinda,
they have...
Yeah, they're just kind of hanging out.
Yeah, they don't have eyes.
Is it sleeping?
Right.
Right. Exactly. 8% of those polled say they plan to do what at least one of the gifts they got at Christmas time, James. 8%.
Re-gift.
You got it.
Yeah. That's actually less than I thought, to be honest with you.
Sell it online like Facebook Marketplace or eBay or something. Okay.
I would have figured that would have been more.
Right.
8%.
You were on yesterday morning. Did you see the sunrise yesterday morning?
No.
Oh, you must have had the blinds closed on the window.
Yeah.
The sunrise yesterday morning was probably the most spectacular sunrise I've seen, and I can't remember how long.
Well, great.
It was unreal.
I'm glad I missed it.
I know, man. I thought you'd have the window open. Blind open. Yeah. And then last Saturday, did you see the full wolf moon? That's what it was called.
I did see
Kick off the new year? Yeah, that's what
that
it was
cool.
called. Wolf moon, in case you missed that.
Sounds like the cool name of an action movie. Wolf Moon.
I know. That could be a good name for a movie, couldn't it? In Japan, here's some. Bluefin tuna sold at auction. $3.2 million.
I saw that. There's a big bluefin tuna.
That figures out to about $6,000 a pound.
Yeah.
Man.
It's a huge, big tuna.
Yeah.
Imagine reeling that thing in. I don't even understand how that works. There's got to, like, that thing's got to weigh hundreds of pounds.
Oh, yeah. You just take your time.
Yeah. Tired out, I guess.
Enjoy the ride, man.
Yeah.
Okay. 70% of women think that men over the age of 35 look ridiculous when they do this. It's probably, you can probably guess it's most anything.
Drink milk.
No. Wear your hat backwards.
Yeah, that's a good shot.
I agree with it. You know? Jeez, come on. All right. James got a swap shop next. Welcome to another beautiful day in the neighborhood. It is a temperature reading of 30, make that almost 30 degrees. You're listening to News Talk 930 KROE, Sheridan, Wyoming, source for news. It's 8 a.m. Good morning.